News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Oh yeah, welcome back here. Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So we before we get into your Florida legislative update, let's dig into the top three stories, which is what everybody seems to be talking about. There is Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Just found out, as he basically this morning found out himself. Initial reports was that it's mutual, because they weren't able to come to terms with the new contract. That was the same thing that was said with Dan Bongino last week. But now we're just starting to come out. Like then the buzz started being like, no, maybe he was let go because of the Dominion settlement over the voting machines, a $737 million settlement with them. But then when that buzz started coming out, the rumors started coming out about that, then it started leaking that, no, this was a Rupert Murdoch decision. The chairman of Fox News deciding they wanted to move on from Tucker because there's a defamation lawsuit against Tucker specifically from a former producer. She was the booking agent, saying that she was in a workplace of discrimination and things like that. And that had more to do with it than anything else, allegedly. We still don't know. Neither side is really saying, but that's what's leaking. Don Lemon, in the meantime, is out at CNN. That was needed. I mean, I've been saying that for a while, that Don Lemon was a fixture of CNN and provided a lot of value to them. But during the Trump years, he just became, they let him loose with his opinions a lot more. And those opinions, I really believe, are a big reason why CNN just tanked. And in its ratings, and now is a fledgling. It's hard to believe, but CNN is a fledgling network that there's real discussion about it going away, and so they're doing whatever they can to right the ship and to save it, and getting rid of people like Don Lemon is what's needed in order to do that. And then COVID shots have been linked to tinnitus, according to multiple reports. Kind of a surprising story right there. Not sure what that's about, but that ringing in your ears. Apparently COVID shots might be having a little something to do with that. Other big story that just broke last hour, Aaron Rodgers is officially being traded to the Jets. So knew it was going to happen, just wasn't sure when or how, and now the details have come about that way. All right, when it comes to the Florida legislative session, we've basically begun the budget conference now, where they're just discussing the budget. And one of the big areas where they are at odds, as far as the House and the Senate goes, is Visit Florida. The House wants to scrap Visit Florida. The Senate wants to fund them. Governor DeSantis has asked for $100 million to fund it. The Senate wants $80 million to them. And the House wants to defund them from state dollars, but basically says, if you want to keep, if we want to keep Visit Florida as the tourism arm of the state, then we need to fund it with county dollars. And this is one I've stated before. I'm not really a big proponent of Visit Florida, but if we are going to fund them, it doesn't need to be taking money out of the county to do so. And so that is one area where they are definitely having a little bit of back and forth when it comes to the budget on is Visit Florida. Also in the budget conference, the House and the Senate have agreed to $20 million for law enforcement signing bonuses. All right, so that's pretty good right there. I'll be getting some signing bonuses for law enforcement. And then I'll give you some other news that has come out from the state legislature today. But first, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
We're really looking good on our roads this afternoon with I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns. Our slowdowns near Beulah Road have cleared up. We do have some slow-moving traffic on at 29. This is going to be Pensacola Boulevard. If you're heading northbound near Pinestead Road, expect some slow-moving traffic there. But other than that, we're looking good. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. We do just have our typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point in the eastbound direction. And Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, looks good right now. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So some of the other things going on in the Florida legislative session here, there's a vacation rental regulation bill that is getting in the final Senate stop. It would undo a 2011 preemption for counties and cities to ban short-term vacation rentals to a degree. It wouldn't completely preempt it, but it would still allow cities and counties to have more control over vacation rental housing, whether it be Airbnb or VRBO or things like that. So that one is moved through the legislature as well. And then another one dealing with budget. The House Appropriations Committee has approved that deal we've talked about before with charter schools, where construction money that county, that school districts currently get from the taxes, part of that money would go to the charter schools to be able to maintain their own schools with tax dollars. Right now, charter schools have to maintain the school with their own, like their own profits, their own money. That's why Charter Schools USA, when they're looking at taking over Warrington, they specified in there they want the school district to pay for, or actually just handle the maintenance of the school. And that was the reason why, is because they have no other funding to handle it on other than what they can make. Well, this bill, if this goes through with the budget, this would make it so that charter schools would get some tax dollars allotted for maintenance. So we'll see how that goes down. Some, of course, are concerned because that takes more money out of the school district. But yet, you know, you're taking money out of the school district to handle kids who are going to school at a charter school. So to me, it's, you know, it makes sense. But and then there was another one I wanted to see here. A Senate panel has gone ahead. It still hasn't gone to the full floor yet, but a panel has supported ending higher education diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives on campus. So basically, it's going to prevent colleges and universities from spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. So it's ready for the full House. Of course, Democrats are opposed to it. Republicans support it. We'll have to see what's going on. The sponsor of the bill says, though, that diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives are actually discriminatory in and of themselves. So he goes on and says this: we want diverse viewpoints. We want fair treatment, full participation of all people, and an environment that examines ideas freely. The ideas of maybe why there have been inequalities in the past. But modern DEI initiatives, under the guise of social justice and critical theory, seek to increase representation of some groups through discrimination against members of other groups. In other words, it's that whole, we're going to create equality by bringing one group up by stepping on the other group. And that's the idea, what he's saying that they are. So it's ready for the full House now on that one. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news, so stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. I got a text here that says, this Republican thinking that DEI bill is sophomoric in thinking, meaning What he was saying is the diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives that are done by colleges and universities are discriminatory in and of themselves because it basically puts down one group in order to lift up another group. A texter here says this Republican thinking that is sophomoric in thinking. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we've got your daily dad joke and an interesting organization that's looking to move their headquarters to here in Pensacola. That's all coming up here in about 5 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, President Biden is expected to formally launch his reelection bid this week. He's reportedly been meeting with family and advisors to frame a low-key video announcement. Speculation it could be released tomorrow. A pair of high-profile commentators leaving their respective cable news networks. First, Fox News said it was parting ways with primetime host Tucker Carlson. The chairman of Fox Corporation reportedly is the one who made the decision, according to the LA Times. And just minutes later, Don Lemon tweeted that CNN was terminating him after 17 years there. Less than half of Americans say they would support an assault weapons ban. Only 46% of respondents in a Monmouth University poll say they're for banning future sales of assault weapon sales in the U.S. That's a 9-point drop from June 2022, in which 55% said they would support a ban. This was just after the Uvalde school shooting. And Aaron Rodgers finally heading to the New York Jets. Months of drama now done. A deal with the Green Bay Packers has reportedly been finalized. And Bobby kind of thought this would be the case just 3 days away from the NFL draft.
Yeah, and I think, do you see he's changing his number to number 8?
Well, I saw that. I wonder this all along if he would make a call to Joe Namath to see if, you know, he could have the 12. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he did, but, probably just out of respect for him.
Knowing him, just out of respect, he wasn't even going to ask.
Yeah.
Number 12.
He wore number 8 in college. He when he was at Cal. So,
yep. Yeah, that's true. So, we figured it was going to happen, but boy, it was getting stalled there for quite some time. So,
yeah.
I think in fact, you started hearing buzz about like the 49ers might have been in talks of trying to bring him over and things like that. So, because it was just taking so long, I think people were like, okay, maybe it's not going to happen. And he'll end up somewhere else. So that finally happened. So be interesting to see. I don't know. I've always just stated the Jets seem to be a place where quarterbacks go to die.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't want to go there if I was. I mean, anytime there's been a good quarterback, you know, they'll have them and they just don't do any good. And then they'll go somewhere else and they'll do fine. I mean,
yeah.
It's just.
Well,
I don't know.
In the lead up to the season, this is going to feel just like the Broncos felt this past season. I mean, everybody was super excited for the Broncos, got Russell Wilson, then, you know, the wheels kind of fell off. I don't think that will happen in New York, but yeah, I mean, you're right. The history is not on their side.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've been looking at Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, everybody talks about Fitzmagic. Now, granted, he was a journeyman. He's been all over the place, but one of the places was the Jets, you know, and he was a starting quarterback there for a couple of years, and they finally let him go, and he ended up becoming Fitzmagic after he left the Jets, you know. Sam Darnold. You know, they drafted him. They were excited about him. They let him go after a couple of years. He goes to Carolina and has actually done a lot better at Carolina. I mean, they're still needing a quarterback. He's not the end all, but he's done much better in Carolina. It's just, I don't know. Every quarterback they seem to get, they just die out there. So maybe Aaron Rodgers will be able to turn it around. We'll have to see what happens. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. We do have some typical afternoon traffic northbound on Palafox Street at East Burgess Road. That intersection is busy at the moment. And we do have some slow-moving traffic on Cervantes Street. This is going to be at 17th Avenue as you are heading eastbound. Other than that, we're looking good on Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, 98 and Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. Expect your typical afternoon traffic, but nothing too bad. If you do see something else slowing you down on the roads, you see an accident and have details, please give me a call. call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a text here. The DEI programs are racist. Why is it? You never heard about the Asian minority groups when everyone's crying the blues about minorities? It's because they are a minority, and in fact, the smallest minority and absolutely most successful group in the United States, and a lot of them are first-gen Americans. Yeah, and they're suing over the over a lot of the college and university policies around the country. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Daily Dad Joke. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in just a minute, got an update on a new organization that might move their headquarters here to Pensacola. But first...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
All righty. Did you hear about the Italian chef with a terminal illness? Yeah, he passed away. Can only do so much. Now he's just pizza history. Yes, Italian. All right. And also, why do horses have low divorce rates? Because they have stable relationships. Stable relationships. Yeah, I love Daily Dad jokes. You can send yours to me by texting them, or you can email them to me as well. Pensacola is looking for $15 million. If we do so, then that basically will help the American Magic America's Cup team relocate here, relocate their headquarters here to Pensacola, which will add 150 new high-wage jobs. This is the sailing club, the club, American Magic Sailing Racing Team, and Pensacola Mayor DC Reeves is working hard to get that $15 million to relocate. Chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights. Everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine. Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to rob myself of something. You just trying to get a word, and life is not fair. I've been working on my tunnel vision, trying to get a new prescription. Taking swings and even missing, but I don't care. Just a little bit, like life says, woo. I'm making more, just a little bit. Spin a little more, take a bit of it. Smile a little more, and I'm into it. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting me, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There's coming up here in just a minute, I do want to talk about a fentanyl-based story that was just very, very upsetting to see. We'll get your sports hit in a minute. First, your top three stories, the big stories today. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Don Lemon out at CNN. And then COVID shots are being linked to tinnitus, according to some recent research. And they got multiple different theories about why, but no answers about how to get rid of it. And no answers, by the way, from Fox or Tucker about why he's out at Fox. No answers from CNN or Don Lemon about why he is out at CNN. This is just the new information that we have. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. TNT has your NBA playoffs tonight at 6:30 with Milwaukee against Miami Heat. Miami Heat lead that series 2-1. Then at 9 o'clock on TNT, it's the Memphis Grizzlies against the Lakers, where the Lakers lead that series 2-1. Major League Baseball underway right now on ESPN+. The Colorado Rockies lead the Cleveland Guardians 1-0 in the middle of the third. Bottom of the first, Boston and Baltimore are still scoreless. Top of the first, Houston Astros are leading the Tampa Bay Rays 1-0. And middle of the first, Texas Rangers And Cincinnati Reds is still scoreless as well. Coming up later tonight, around 6:20, the Miami Marlins, who are 12-10, are playing the Atlanta Braves, who are 14-8. FS1 has the Oakland A's against the Angels tonight at 8:38. ESPN starts off NHL hockey tonight. New Jersey Red Devils play the Rangers. Rangers lead that series 2-1. At 6:30 over on TBS, it'd be Toronto Maple Leafs against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Toronto Maple Leafs lead that series 2-1. Back over on ESPN at 8:30, Las Vegas plays Winnipeg, where Vegas leads the series 2-1. And on TBS, Colorado Avalanche play the Seattle Kraken, where the Avalanche lead the series 2-1. Then I'll get you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We're looking good on our roads. That's I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes are checking in clear throughout Pensacola, Baleno, McDavid, and Century. And Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, also looking good. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, a couple things here. The couple news bits that have just come out. Well, first of all, Aaron Rodgers, the big news in the sports world today. Aaron Rodgers has finally been traded over to the Jets. And so multiple first-round picks being swapped and stuff like that. In the meantime, Tennessee Titans general manager says no. They have not been fielding calls about trading Derrick Henry. So he said that's just some rumor going around. Giannis Antetokounmpo will return from his back injury for Game 4 in tonight's game. The Rockets are going to hire ex-Celtics coach Udoka. And then the Atlanta Hawks' DeJounte Murray has been suspended for one game for bumping an official. Yeah, he was a little upset after getting a call after a foul and bumped the official. And now they've decided to suspend him for a game for doing that. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the I saw this coming out of Fairhope. Fairhope police are sharing information about candy-shaped fentanyl. They said they discovered it at a traffic stop. Now, when I initially saw this, I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, yeah, okay, candy-shaped. Like, what is candy shaped? You know, what does that define? You know, but then I saw pictures of it on NBC 15's website, and I was like, oh, I mean, these look like hard candies, like Sweet Tart type candies or something like this, but they're in different shapes and like spaceships and stuff like that. And it's like, That kind of stuff makes me so nervous, because it's like, it's one thing if you're having like, let's just put it this way. What adult needs to have their drugs look like candy? Like, you don't need it to look like a candy shape. What's the point in that for an adult? You're obviously not marketing to adults when you're trying to make have like little fun spaceships and shapes like that, you know? That's the thing that bothers me. And this is fentanyl, which has quickly become one of the number one killers of men and women ages 25 to, I think, 34. I don't want to over-exaggerate it, but it was like 25, 34. And now you're going to be marketing it to kids? Like, that was what was bothered me about that when I saw that. In another story, Ashley Moody, you're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Ashley Moody is seeking an investigation into the Biden administration's handling of minors trafficked into the United States, which got me thinking even further about like this idea that Biden's going to run for re-election. I saw a poll that 70% of people polled feel like Biden should not run for re-election. He should move on. 38% say if we end up getting a Biden against Trump re-election, 38% are basically like dreading that. They were not very excited for a rematch of Biden versus Trump. But yeah, 70% thinking that Biden shouldn't run at all. And I was just thinking about the audio clip you heard right there at the half hour mark, where Biden is trying to talk to the lawmakers from Tennessee and talk about democracy. I mean, he just doesn't feel like he has the energy to keep doing this. So why is he trying to run for re-election? Or why are the puppeteers trying to get him to run for re-election? I don't get it. By the way, Mike Pence is going to make a decision about running for president by June, which June, that might be pushing it a little bit late to get into the race. I've stated, I feel like you need to get into it. As long as you get into it, the beginning of the summer, I think you're okay. June gets to be pushing it just a little bit. All right, back to Ashley Moody investigating the Biden administration's handling of minors trafficked in the United States. She says that the Biden administration is subjecting unaccompanied minors to human trafficking. So she wants to investigate like how much of that, because a Florida grand jury already found that the Biden administration's policies are indeed facilitating human trafficking, child exploitation. So now she wants to do a further investigation into how much. And in doing so, she's also called on the impeachment of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. So we'll see what happens. This is Ashley Moody is taking the lead when it comes to tying human trafficking into the border policies, which, once again, like, why is Biden running for re-election? I was thinking about this before. You got a lot of Republicans who think that Trump, if Trump is the nominee, that will be the best chance to get Biden reelected. There's a lot of people who think that pretty much any of the other Republicans would easily beat Biden. But I think it's the opposite as well. I think Biden running for reelection is the worst thing for Democrats. I think Biden has there's a lot of Republicans who think Trump's got the least chance of winning the general election. I think if you look at it, Biden has the least chance of winning the general election as well. Like, I think there's a lot of other people they could put up. I think there's a lot of other people Republicans could put up that will be better candidates on both sides. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Oh, interesting. Hey, Bobby, I think that the fentanyl that are shaped like candy are shaped that way for smuggling purposes. Okay, I got you. So it's not shaping them like candy, making them look like candy to market to children. It's shaping them like that so they don't get busted. Like, you clearly have fentanyl. I'm busting you now. Okay. All right. Makes me feel a little bit better, but not tremendously better. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city.
That's cool right now, Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110, showing no slowdowns throughout our area, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach Highway also showing no major slowdowns. If you do see something else on the roads causing some delays, you see an accident and have some details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Well, Bobby, the decision for Fox News to part ways with primetime host Tucker Carlson came from Fox Corporation Chairman Rupert Murdoch himself, according to a report from the LA Times. They say a number of reasons factored into the decision, including a discrimination lawsuit and Carlson's coverage of the U.S. Capitol riot. CNN also letting go of Don Lemon today. The anchor tweeted that they were terminating him after 17 years at the network. President Biden expected to formally launch his reelection bid this week. He's reportedly been meeting with family and advisors to frame a low-key video announcement that could be released as soon as tomorrow. Bed Bath & Beyond filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The New Jersey-based company released a statement yesterday saying they've begun the process of winding down operations across their remaining 537 stores. And Fort Lee, named after the Confederate general, is being renamed to honor black pioneers in the Army. The Virginia base will be named Fort Gregg Adams. It's just one of 9 Army bases to be renamed as part of the process to rename bases for Confederate leaders. Bobby?
Yeah, I saw that as well. And yeah, I was reporting on that a bit earlier about Rupert Murdoch. The buzz now is coming out is that It didn't have anything to do with the defamation lawsuit with Dominion voting machines, but it might have to do something
with one of the former employers, right? Or former employees.
Yeah. So saying it was a hostile workplace environment, and Tucker apparently is at the forefront of that lawsuit, or is at the head of that lawsuit. So, yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com. U.S. tourist town rocked by violence in wake of defund movement reverses course with the new plan. This is Asheville, North Carolina. They were part of the whole defund the police movement, and now they've come out with a new plan to try to ramp up their police force and hire new individuals and things like that. So, then other top stories on FoxNews.com is Aaron Rodgers, his NFL future finally decided in the Jets. And so the trade finally occurred right there. And then President Biden, this is top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Biden appears to confuse Congresswoman for man in Teacher of the Year speech. I don't know. I didn't see it, but some of those kinds of mix-ups. Look, I'm not hard on Biden, but I'm very open to, I think that he has some cognitive decline that should not be ignored. But sometimes I think people are stretching for excuses of the cognitive decline, because sometimes you just mix up, you just mix up your words sometimes. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
And now, lady.
Nope.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Queen's original title for Bohemian Rhapsody was The Cowboy Song. The Cowboy Song, that's what it was originally going to be called. Oh, that's kind of interesting. In 1949, 75% of Chinese women were illiterate. Today, China has one of the lowest rates of female illiteracy in the world and the highest percentage of self-made female billionaires. Wow, that quick of a turnaround. Karaoke is Japanese for two empty orchestra. That's what it means. Empty orchestra is what it translates to. And then Helen Keller's father and grandfather were both officers in the Confederate Army during the Civil War, and her second cousin, twice removed, was Robert E. Lee. That's cold right now with Bobby Rossi.